Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is. And not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounts that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, in like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
In my stones, let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank, coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and G5s are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
Thank you so much for having me again. I feel like that this is just my second home, so I'm
Well, it is. It is. I just have to say, first of all, I want to definitely take a moment to acknowledge this. I mean, you have always been our biggest supporters. You really have here at the Hair Radio Show and throughout all of our endeavors. And I want to take a moment just to really kind of drive this on home. I remember you appeared in my, well, first of all, you appeared on the amazing Hair Radio Show as we were just kind of getting back on the ground with the all-new Hair Radio Show back when we came back in like the early, I guess that was the late 2000s, I guess it was. It's been a long time of the tens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You came right on in and have always been a great person. We still run some of those amazing pieces with so much. They're chock full of hair information. And we're going to get into some of that today, but I just want to thank you for that. Not to mention your appearance in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You helped that book to do so well. And I have to say, for those of you who haven't read it yet, it's still out there on Amazon. We'll soon be celebrating 10 years of this book's release. And I owe a whole bunch of that to Dr. Praneet James. So I just wanted to say thank you. And you've been doing some big stuff. And, you know, how about when you came out to help us at the Road to Healthy Hair, the very first Road to Healthy Hair? And, yes, in like 2013 or so. I mean, you've been out there a long time with us. And now we're back with the all-new Road to Healthy Hair that we'll talk about soon. So listen, all that to say thank you. But, Praneet, what goes through your mind when you hear that we're up to our 600th radio show very soon? What goes through your mind?
Oh, my goodness. A lot goes through my mind. And just to think that I've been able to contribute. And Carrie, I just want to thank you for the opportunity or giving me an opportunity to be such a part of an amazing history with the Hair Radio. You know, I thank you, and you've opened up the doors for so many in this industry. And just to be a part of it, so to say, hey, I was a part of it, I'm a part of it, I'm grateful for that. So that's pretty much runs through my mind, being grateful to be a part
of it. You are very much deserving. So thank you, and we are happy to be here to be doing our thing. 600 broadcasts of a three-hour show, that's amazing. Now listen, speaking of amazing, let's turn the mic back over to Dr. James here. Listen, you have done quite a bit, and officially you are a trichologist. So I have got to tell the folks, and not just a trichologist, which is awesome and wonderful, we love that, but also a naturopathic doctor, correct? So I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
And so, yes, and these things, I want you to tell our audience, tell everybody, Dr. Praneet James, because maybe some may not understand exactly what a trichologist does versus a naturopathic doctor and all of that. Fill us all in here at the Hair Radio Show.
Absolutely. Well, a trichologist, Carrie, is someone who has studied the science of hair and the scalp. So I do work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. Now, I decided to take it a step further with my naturopathic background, taking that multi-therapy approach, because about 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. So I like to get to the cause versus, you know, spinning the wheels of the, you know, the patient or the consumer. A lot of consumers do not realize that the hair is the barometer of your health. So a lot of times if you have issues stemming from the scalp or your hair just suddenly starts to fall out, it's something that needs to be redirected to the body system. So that's the approach I use. And by me using that approach, I have a very successful or a very phenomenal success rate.
I have to say this. When you say the hair is the barometer to the hair, I start, you know what went through my mind? I thought to myself, I said, well, hold it. What is gray hair the barometer? Is that the barometer that you're getting old here? Well, I couldn't help but think that. But listen, I understand. I'm making fun. But you know what? You've hit on such important points there, Dr. Bernice. I just have to say, and you're absolutely right. I have to talk about some of these, you know, when it comes to hair loss, we have to let folks know on some of those wonderful descriptive, what do they call, for abuse, when people are abusing their hair and they start to, their hair falls out and all of that thinning, you know, it starts to thin and so forth, and then they sometimes, let's go back. Let's start with the alopecia. Just give us a breakdown, a rundown, Dr. James, of some of these alopecias that are out there. There are too many to actually list, but, but give us a few.
Yeah, there are quite a few. But we'll kind of touch on the most typical types of alopecia that
I see.
Pretty much on an everyday, you know, basis within my practice, one being alopecia areata, which is normally misdiagnosed. And that's important, too, being diagnosed properly. Because a lot of times, patients that come into my office that have previously visited a dermatologist, and just to kind of point out, derma means skin and trich means hair. So a lot of times, we're going to the dermatologist, and they're taking more so a synthetic approach, providing you with cortisone injections and so forth, and just in general being misdiagnosed. So when we think of alopecia areata, alopecia in general is when your hair follicle starts to attack the immune system. It doesn't recognize when something is out of range within your body, your immune system doesn't recognize the hair follicle, so it starts to attack the hair follicles. So that's what causes the hair loss. So that's alopecia. Alopecia is hair loss. Now, when we get into alopecia areata, alopecia areata is a perfect mosaic circle that can appear anywhere on the head, okay? And normally when that happens is when someone has experienced traumatic or chronic stress. I find that to be very typical in a case where someone works for the government or they work for high-stress jobs wherein this is just part of their norm every day, in and out, chronic stress. So a lot of times they'll, you know, come in the office and they have this perfect mosaic circle that appear in the back of their head, on the side, on the top. But the way that you identify alopecia areata is a perfect circle, okay? And if it goes untreated, it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all facial hair.
Yeah.
Hair on the head and the facial hair. If it goes untreated, then it can go into what is called alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all
everywhere.
Exactly. So that's a very common form. The second form that I'm seeing very typical within the African American community is traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is
that's the one I was trying to think of earlier.
Yes,
yes, the traction alopecia. Yes.
Yes. So traction alopecia is when you've caused trauma to the hair follicle, tight braids, glue, overprocessing the chemical, you know, relaxers, et cetera. So if it's caught in its earlier stages, of course, it can be, you know, restored if you had about a 50%. Also, a lot of consumers do not realize that the hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease, stages 1 through 4. So my patient and I conduct a microscopic analysis, so that tells me exactly what stage they're in, what, you know, whether or not the follicles are dormant, you know, if they have any activity, you know, et cetera. So that's the second form. And the last one I want to kind of discuss is, and, you know, of course, there's so many, we can go on and on, but for time's sake purposes, I would probably address androgenetic alopecia, where it's genetically inclined. And it can form in two different types of shapes or types. You have male pattern baldness or patterns, male pattern baldness or female pattern baldness. Now, it's not uncommon that a male can have female pattern baldness, okay? That's when you maintain the hairline and the hair loss starts behind the hairline. Okay, and then, of course, you have male pattern baldness, kind of reminds you of George Jefferson, you know, type shape.
The donut.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how you identify the type of hair loss. Now, normally, if you know that hair loss, you know, occurs in your family, it is hereditary, you want to start to take those proactive steps to protect the hair follicle, to care for the hair, you know, et cetera. But those are the most commonly forms. Of course, we can get into scarring alopecia, which is normally misdiagnosed, but that can be caused by chemical damage, pressing combs, and a lot of toxins built up within the follicle. Yeah, so.
Well, I love it. I mean, I appreciate the information, so I do love that you're sharing this, because that is the thing in the community. We don't take the time. We just want what we want. We want the styles. We want this. We want that. And we don't take enough time with our hair until it's sometimes too late. But I appreciate you taking a moment to share. Dr. Pranit James is our guest today on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I've also got to say, Dr. James, I am so excited because we've launched our 24-hour network of Hair and Beauty Talk. So if you're not listening live, you're listening back to our amazing playback on our 24-hour network. So that's over at HAIRadio.com, where we play Hair and Beauty Talk around the clock. So I just want to say you're of the first to be with us again as we have relaunched this 24-hour network. So is that not just awesome?
That is amazing. I'm so
excited. Thank you so much. You got it. Now, I have to turn to, in recent times, you've come back to the Hair Radio show, our blog talk show, and we've talked about this a little bit from time to time, but I really want to delve into it. Now, a lot of folks are dealing, let me just kind of change over a little bit to beard care. Beards are big. Big business. Yeah, and I did not know that it was going to be this big when I set out to create my products. So I want to talk about your products now, Dr. Pranit James. Okay. So, yes, and I want to talk about all of this that you have discovered in the beard. I call it the beard business. So tell us what this is all about. And who is the beard huntress? Fill us in. Dr. Pranit James, fill us in.
Yes. Let me start off to say, Carrie, that a lot, especially within our industry, a lot of stylists are really sleeping on the beard industry. Right now, the beard industry is over a $23 billion industry and is expecting to rise at about 7.7% by 2025. So if you are not within the industry, if you are not engaging within beard care, you need to. So I want to start off, you know, just as for the business side of it, definitely is worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
From my perspective, me as the beard huntress, let me get into that. That actually started out as a really fun project for me because, you know, I'm normally serious and a serious
Yes.
So for me to look, that's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right?
Let's
But what, you know, what I do. So I started out in the beer industry about 3 years ago. I branded myself as the Beer Huntress. My tagline has always been, why trust your beer to anyone else? And then when I came out with this really fun and trendy logo, it's like, oh, my God, what is Dr. Pranit James doing? Fun project. But as I got into it, Carrie, I realized that, hey, the beard is hair, right? So
yes.
That's the approach that I took, even with formulating my Beard Care line. I took that scientific trichology approach. Now, I already
exactly.
had a brand that was recognized and it was trusted. You know, people knew me for growing the hair back. When they had a hair issue, they would come to me to help restore the hair. So the
exactly.
That's the approach I took, and even with me formulating my Beard Care line, I formulated my Beard Care line around the science of the hair. So that's why my beard gentlemen, they're seeing such amazing results. You know, they want their beard to grow. You know, they want to fill in those areas that are not connecting. They have bald patches. The beard is dry. It's the same thing as the hair. So, again, I took that approach, and I formulated my, you know, Beard Care line to promote that fast beard growth. It, you know, repairs, it activates the hair follicle, it softens the conditions, and it's going to provide that gentleman with a healthy, shining luster. So throughout the duration of my career, I just kind of listened prior to formulating my own line. I kind of listened to the many challenges that the gentlemen were experiencing, and that's kind of how I formulated the line. And at the end of the day, when my customers, when these bearded gentlemen use my line, I can be confident that they're going to actually achieve the goals that they desire for their beard. And at the end of the day, the beard is always the hair, the bearded hair and the skin is always going to go back to its proper pH of 4.5 to 5.5. I look at everything as a trichologist in numbers. If it doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. So that's how I look at it.
Well, very good. And what I'd like to add to that is that you don't have to have your own Dr. Pranit James, but you know, as a scientist, as a person who is in, you are the official trichologist as far as I'm concerned, and you know the hair business. So we love it. And I love the products. You know, so I want to tell everybody, absolutely, let's talk about the products a little bit. Give the official name and describe some of the products that you have released in this line. We're not going to keep it a secret. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Absolutely not. My particular product line, and I'll get into what I'm releasing. I'm going to let it out the hat today.
Awesome.
My original Beard Care line, I launched 2 months ago. I did a pre-sale, and as soon as I put it out there, Carrie, it sold out completely. So I'm like, okay,
wow.
Oh, my God. So that was confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. But getting more into my Beard Care line, my original line consists of 6 products, okay? Of course, I have the Beard Wash. It's for all beard types. So that's going to cleanse and hydrate the beard. Especially right now during the hotter months, it's very important that my bearded gentlemen shampoo their beard every day, especially if they're really active, they perspire a lot, they exercise, they work out, because the sweat from the minerals of the sweat deposits on the hair shaft or the beard shaft, and it makes that beard very dry and brittle. So it's very important to have a clean, clear foundation before coming in with any of the products. So that's going to take care of the itchiness, properly cleanse. So that's the first product, and that comes in an 8.8 ounce. A lot of the lines that I see on the market, they're pretty much offering maybe a 4 ounce or 6 ounce.
Exactly, yeah. So you're giving a lot. You're really
absolutely
giving a lot of product.
Exactly. And by my product line being highly concentrated, they don't have to use a whole lot. So my products will last them anywhere, depending upon the length and the density of the beard. It can last that gentleman anywhere between 3 to 12 months. So
that's amazing.
You know, it's very cost effective as well.
Exactly.
So second product I've added to my line is also an 8.8 ounce beard conditioner. The beard conditioner, a lot of times when you look at a beard care line, they skip over the conditioner. Normally
right.
they'll do like a balancing shampoo that has the conditioner built in.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the gentlemen, guys, are they don't like fussy, and I understand.
No, we don't like fussy.
Yeah, you don't like fussy. It's been very simple. But even by taking the necessary steps to build the proper pH of the beer shaft, my resin only takes 5 minutes if followed properly. So coming in with conditioner, I added a conditioner. Like I said, I designed it around the science of the hair. There's no way possible that you can bring that beard shaft to the proper pH level by using a balancing shampoo. Okay. So you want to come in and properly cleanse first. Once we take everything out, now we want to replenish. Okay. So my beard care, my beard conditioner is going to come in and moisturize and condition that beard. And by the way, all of my products are 100% natural. They're derived from natural products, okay? So you don't have to worry about any type of irritation and so forth. So that's going to add that slip to that.
Yes.
Okay? So you let that sit in for a few minutes, rinse, okay? And now we're moving into the beard serum, okay? That's another product that's lacking out of a lot of the lines. And I'm not bashing lines. I just kind of step back to see what I needed to add to my line, listening to the challenges and seeing what was going on with my, you know, bearded kings and, you know, what they needed. Okay. So the third product is a 1 ounce beard serum. And you're probably saying 1 ounce. That's not a lot.
Yeah. That sounds like a little drop.
However, again, keep in mind, you do not have to use a lot of my product. The length and the density of the beard. Someone with a smaller beard, like a goatee, they only need to use one pump, okay? And that's the beard serum. And they'll apply that. That's designed to detangle the beard. That's designed to come in and soften that beard. And especially a lot of the guys get really tangly and they're really
forced. Yes, that's what I suffer from, yes.
Right, by the neckline, that serum is going to help to loosen it up and elongate their hair shaft right underneath as well. So I designed that beard serum to do so. So a lot of the guys, they love the beard serum, okay, because it keeps the beard shiny and smooth, and that also.
Now, what about the smell of these products? What about the smell of these products, Dr. Pernick James?
I designed it around like a sandalwood type smell. Soft, it's manly, but it's not too much. What I'm finding, you know, you don't want to
be not too sweet.
It's not too sweet. It's very manly. It kind of reminds me of Armani type fragrance.
Okay. All right.
soft, but it's not overpowering. So you have a lot of signature fragrances. So getting in offering a lot of different fragrances and, you know, and so forth is just too much. So I decided to with my signature fragrance, which is very appealing. I've gotten nothing but raves about it. The guys love it, and it doesn't, you know, interrupt what they currently wear.
Exactly.
Okay. Back to that beard serum. I also designed my beard care line to cater to color-treated beards and gray, because a lot of times you have to in mind, I'm seeing a lot of beard oils on the market that are different colors, and they're doing all these different. Have to keep in mind with gray beards, if you add color, you know, or color oils and different things and try to add all these different fragrances, sometimes that can discolor the beard. So if it's white and you add red oil, what you're going to have, a pink beard, right?
Exactly.
I kept that in mind as well. So when I formulated my product line, I designed it to, and I incorporated UVA and UVB protectants to protect the beard shaft from environmental damage, and also to even out the porosity of the beard. So coming in with that serum is very important, not to skip that step. So following the beard serum, we're going to come in with the beard oil, okay? And it is a beard growth oil, so it's also going to help to promote fast beard growth and keep that skin underneath properly nourished without clogging. The base of it is
that's important
oil.
Too.
Yes, very, very important. Jojoba oil is that's just one of you know my ingredients within. It's a universal oil. You know, you may think you know I'll use coconut oil and so forth. You have to be careful with coconut oil because coconut. Keep in mind when coconut oil gets cold or the temperature.
it's solid.
It's beer, you know. It's always staying airy. So that's another product. That's a 2 ounce.
It's like the coconut oil knows exactly when it's winter time. I don't know how it does, but it does.
Yes, Yes, and if it's hardening, you got to think of what it's going to do to the beard shaft. Of
exactly.
The follicle
exactly.
itself. That is a 2 ounce beard growth oil, and then of course I have the balm. I love the texture of it. And you know, working with beard care lines for
yes.
2 years, a lot of the beard balms that I've worked with was kind of gritty.
Exactly.
I decided to be very smooth. It melts. I say it melts in your hand and also the beard. So my guys love that. It gives it the proper hold without overpowering and being greasy and heavy. And it gives it that nice illumination.
Finish.
I love it. And then, of course, that's a 2 ounce. Again, you don't have to use a whole lot.
Wow.
And then my last product within my signature line is my aftershave. Very, very important. With the ingrown hairs, also they can use it as a shaving lotion to touch up their, the edge of their beard. A lot of barbers that I see that I work with and kind of mentor, they're using the razor on dry skin, not realizing that's damaging the surface of the skin. So you do need something to help moisturize, add that moisturization and hydration back into the skin itself and repair the skin. And also it helps with the ingrown hairs, the bumps.
The things we don't like. Yes.
Yes.
But it's important. Yes.
I designed my beard care line, I think I really had a phenomenal solid foundation. That is my original line. And then I will be next month when I appear at the Bronner Brothers hair show, I'm going to be releasing my Beard Huntress exclusive line. And I'm really excited about that because that's going to consist of my beard growth spray. That's going to go a little bit more in detail and helping these guys really connect and target those, hair follicles and get the beard to grow in a whole lot fuller and so forth, and to help to also nourish, that skin underneath. So that's one product that I'm adding to the exclusive line. And then also I have a shaving gel. I'm sorry, I said a shaving gel, but actually a aftershave within my original, but my exclusive is going to have a shaving gel. So I'm excited about that. And some other great initiatives. I have my bamboo wooden comb and brush collection that I'll be releasing.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Yes, that wooden beard, wooden combs and so forth is so
It's really good.
Growth and percolation and so forth. A lot of bearded gentlemen, they're using plastic and metal.
Exactly.
And simply, what that causes is diffuse breakage throughout the beard shaft. Mm-hmm. Or if you're using wooden combs and wooden accessories, that's going to help to glide. It actually absorbs the natural oils and sebum. So it's going to automatically glide throughout the beard shaft and nourish and condition the beard as you are, combing.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, it is just phenomenal to have you to describe the benefits of these amazing products. And I just want to remind folks that we're going to have to figure out a way to get your products through Hair Radio. We want to be able to offer these amazing products through our beautiful website and all that wonderful stuff. We'll have to work out all those wonderful details, Dr. James. But I love it. I love it. I love it. We've got to do that because, you hit on a lot of wonderful things in the way that you describe your signature line, and I love it. So we're going to be looking out for all the things that you release. And so, but also through social media. So how do they find you through Facebook and all that wonderful good stuff, or any social media you want to share today?
Absolutely. They can find me at Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S, and that's on Instagram as well as Facebook. In addition, they can also locate me on my The Beard Huntress pages, Instagram, and Facebook as well. And, of course, they can always email me at drpreneekjames@gmail.com. And then, of course, I'm just one phone call away, 757-914-5393. I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay. Well, Dr. Preneek James, I want to thank you again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It gets no better than all that in having you here to talk about hair and beauty. And you will be at our upcoming show. I'm going to you know, make some big announcements very soon, and we'll have you to weigh in on all of that. And, of course, you've got to come back for our 600th special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to be real excited to have you come back and to talk about all that wonderful good stuff. So thanks again. Anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we say goodbye?
Absolutely. I want to first give a shout out to you. Innovative, Carrie Hines. Thank you so much for being on the Hair Radio Show. It seems like, again, that this is my home. And then, of course, I want to shout out to colleagues, Mr. James Mack. He is a
James Mack, you know him.
I love him. We'll be working together when we're going on tour. And then, of course.
Yeah, he's awesome. Say hello from us here at Hair Radio.
Definitely. And then I also want to give a shout out to the beard detailer and celebrity master barber, Fahim Alexander. Phenomenal guy. I'm going to be
talking
to him. We have a lot of things cooking up, brewing. Beard Hunters, God, it's just a really allowed me the opportunity to really work with some phenomenal colleagues within, you know, of course, the barber and beauty industry. So I'm grateful. So, again, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And shout out to all of your family and everybody. They're always so supportive. We love them. And my best wishes and all of that. Okay, Dr. Pranit James, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to continue to follow you now.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. Stay with us.
Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
corner. We are the all-natural corner. 12,000 rooms. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skin care at the all-natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful?
At the all-natural
corner. Bladder
at the all-natural corner.
We got sour sock moringa.
At the all-natural corner.
At the all-natural corner. Everything that makes your body.
At the all-natural corner.
This is the all-natural corner. 12 Charleston Road. Willenboro, New Jersey. 08046. 267-670-9457. We got all-natural products. We love the community. At the all-natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all-natural corner.
All you can come and get.
At
the all-natural corner.
At the all-natural corner.
At the all-natural corner.
At the all-natural
corner. Tell them what you think. Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all-natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all-natural corner. I can't say anything else.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out to Carrie.
Chief of College from New Orleans, Louisiana. I just want to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines and his new team this morning.
Yay! All right. So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And we'd like to welcome to Hair Radio Dr. Linda Amerson. Doctor, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hines, for having me today.
Well, we're glad that you're here. Now, along with myself, you also, we have a special treat, Darlene Alexander, who is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc. Now, they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products, is on the line as well, and she'll be co-hosting with us. So a special treat for us and the listeners of Hair Radio. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you, Carrie, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, we want to jump on in to this very, very big subject. And I guess the first thing that we probably want to do is to tell everyone that hair loss is so vast, and there's so many different parts to it. But if we must break it down and start at the beginning, and Darlene, you can certainly jump on in, but I'm thinking that, Dr. Amerson, maybe it would be a good idea for you to tell everyone about or what exactly is alopecia and the general topic of hair loss.
Okay, absolutely. Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss, and it is a very broad umbrella for several different categories of alopecia, and many consumers do not realize that, and sometimes that is not always conveyed in a very layman's term to them, that just because one person has one category, the other person may have something totally different or a combination of different types of alopecia. So what I do in my practice, I am a doctor of trichology, which means I have furthered my education, and my level is directly below dermatology and right above cosmetology and barber styling. So I actually get to the root of the problem by incorporating microscopes to give an accurate diagnosis. I look at internal factors as well as external factors, which is very, very important to have regrowth possible at all. Absolutely.
Now, would you tell us a little bit on what some of those internal factors might be?
Some of the internal factors may include nutrition. Now, nutrition is a very, very important factor. Other factors could be mechanical, such as the type of heat appliances that a person uses, whether it's the flat iron or the curling iron or the waving iron, et cetera. These are also contributors to some of the scalp damage and hair damage that I see on a daily basis.
Now, how much of this, just to kind of go back a little bit, Dr. Amerson, how much of this would you say is a real problem? Like, say, for the general public, do you have any idea how many people are actually suffering with hair loss, just overall, just an idea?
Yes, absolutely. The latest statistics is over 80 million Americans are affected with some form of alopecia.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing.
Now, Dr. Amerson, when you said that, you stated about the types of alopecia, now, can a person also have two types of alopecia?
Oh, absolutely. There can be multiple types of alopecia and scalp disorders that occur simultaneously.
Okay.
For example, I've seen cases where they may have alopecia areata, they may have seborrheic dermatitis, they may have telogen effluvium, they may have inflammation of the scalp, erythema, pruritus, as well as hair breakage. So
yes.
So that is definitely a possibility.
Wow. Wow. Now, what are some of the treatments for these types of alopecia?
That depends on, I take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
I look at the most, if it's in just a scalp condition, for example, if a person comes in and they complain about their scalp is just itching profusely, and I see bacterial infections on the scalp, I see hair breakage, hair thinning, inflammation, and pruritus, well, the most severe condition needs to be assessed first, which is the bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I will address first. Once that is cleared, the scalp is much healthier.
Right.
And then we can concentrate on the hair regrowth process. I find that so many consumers, they want to just focus on the hair regrowth.
Yes.
And they do not think the importance of the scalp is as vital as it should be. So that is something that I constantly have to educate my patients and other consumers, that a healthy scalp is the utmost vital to a healthy hair.
Wow. That is just very interesting, very interesting. Wow.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today the topic discussion is on hair loss, and I am co-hosting today's program with Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., and they are the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And you can, of course, reach them at heavenlyessence.net. And we'll be talking with Darlene a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Now, along with Darlene, I'm so very proud to have with us today a very special person. She is an expert in this arena. Her name is Dr. Linda Amerson. And, Doctor, we again welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to have you. Now,
yes.
We so much appreciate a lot of the light that you're shedding on this. And we know it's a ginormous and vast topic. And there are so many different layers to this.
Yes.
What are some of the resources that you might suggest for someone who thinks that they are, you know, dealing with hair loss? Where might you direct them to find it?
I definitely suggest for them to seek an expert, such as a board-certified trichologist, to actually get to the root of the problem. Because I find that so many consumers, they want to first ask their family members, they want to ask their friends, and then they go online and YouTube. So they look on YouTube, and there's a lot of misinformation that's on YouTube. And that's another thing that I educate my patients and clients on. Don't believe everything that you see on YouTube. There are so many concoctions that are on there, and then there are also a lot of non-professionals yes. who are telling their journey of how they are transitioning from, you know, the relaxer to the natural hair, and they consider themselves experts, mm-hmm. and they are not. What I find is I see, you know, quite a different, I would say, different ethnicities that come into my clinic. In the natural hair community, I get a lot of questions about their hair. Once I show them under my microscope that their scalp is unhealthy and that there are other conditions present there, they are just so amazed because they have been focusing so much on their hair and their scalp has lacked the vital cleansing and proper care that will help with healthier hair growth and the hair just looking healthier overall. And
well, my big question to you, I was thinking all of this time, I'm thinking, is there anyone who would be able to avoid hair loss? It seems like hair loss affects almost everybody on some level or shape or form or fashion. So I was thinking, what could be done? Is there anything we can do to avoid hair loss? And then I just heard you mention about healthy hair and scalp, so I'm thinking that that's probably something that jumps out at me. But I'll ask you, Dr. Amerson, what are some of the things, if there's anything that we can do to, you know, kind of avoid having hair loss to begin with?
That is a question that it really depends on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because not everyone falls into the same category. And then there are also medical conditions that must be analyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, there are so many consumers that take prescription medications.
Yes.
Over 300 medications have a side effect of alopecia and hair thinning, and some of them even scalp conditions. So those must be factors. There must be factors as far as hairstyles. You know, we know that the lace front wigs are very, very prevalent. When a person starts to thin, they want to go to the hair coverings, the hair enhancements, instead
mm-hmm.
of getting to the root of the problem to seeing what's really causing or contributing to this. Is it
right.
nutritional? Is it medications? Is it the chosen hairstyle that they've been wearing for 10, 20 years, and they haven't changed that look? So it really depends on a case-by-case basis. It's the best way I can answer that.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Amerson, what about, you spoke about nutrition.
Yes.
What type do you recommend for people that who needs to improve their diet in order to have that healthy hair and healthy scalp?
Well, definitely avoiding as much fast foods and fried foods is one recommendation. Eating more fruits and vegetables, that will help. You're nourishing the body. So when you're nourishing
mm-hmm.
the body, this also helps to feed the papilla, and this in turn can feed and nourish the hair and the scalp. So looking internally is one of the main factors. Also, enough protein in your diet.
Right.
Protein is very, very important. So those are just some of the recommendations that I would say.
Now, also, Dr. Amerson, excuse me. Now, let's say the person is getting the right types of foods and fruits and vegetables and the adequate amount of protein, but they're still losing their hair. The one thing I just wanted to find out if this is a myth or if it is fact. When there's an organ in our body that is lacking certain nutrition, aren't those vitamins and nutrients going to go to that organ before it goes to the hair follicle?
Absolutely. The body is going to absorb and distribute the nutrition internally first. And if something is lacking, yes, it's going to give that particular organ or area inside the body more of the nutrients that that needs. So whatever is left over will be transported through the bloodstream to nourish the hair and scalp. And in many cases, it is not enough nutrition that's being absorbed into the system. And this is something that I can see microscopically under my polarized microscope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Dr. Emerson, just wanted to talk a little bit specifically on if you could explain briefly maybe about the areata, the alopecia areata, if you will. We have a couple of guests who will be joining us in just a little bit, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yes, alopecia areata is most commonly known as an autoimmune type of alopecia condition. The onset has many different triggers. Sometimes I have seen family members who have had this particular condition, and then it is predisposed. So there may be a generation that this particular condition may skip, and then the grandchildren may be affected. I've seen many cases of that. And then sometimes trauma to the scalp is a trigger. And excessive emotional stress can be another trigger. So that particular condition affects over 10% of the American population. So this is something I see very, very common in men, women, as well as children.
Now, what about the diffuse alopecia?
The diffuse alopecia occurs when the hair begins to shed excessively, and there are usually long strands that will be combed out or either fall out of the hair. When a person may run their fingers through their hair, and they notice an excessive amount of hair in their hand. This is known as diffuse alopecia. That is usually from an internal cause.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, again, we have to go back maybe 3 months to see what may have occurred during that time frame, because usually the cycle, when it affects the hair, it takes approximately 3 to 4 months for us to really see an indication that there was some type of change or systemic problem or something that may have occurred within their system, and then we see it at a later time within the hair strand.
Okay.
Wow. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Kerry Hines, and I'm co-hosting today with the great Darlene Alexander. And we both have on the line with us Dr. Linda Emerson, who has been providing some great foundation of knowledge for us in terms of hair loss and some of the myths that are out there and kind of dispelling those. Dr. Emerson, first of all, again, we want to thank you so very much for being with us today on the Hair Radio Show. And is there anything that, you know, in the way of maybe kind of closing out that we would be able to, you know, maybe inspire or to, you know, is there anything that's new on the way that we can say, hold on to those folks out there who are dealing with, you know, so very much on the subject of hair loss and dealing with this?
Well, you know, research is constantly ongoing. The last research that I was informed about that is taking place is with a product, the Lactice product. It was very popular for helping to grow the eyelashes several years ago. Well, then there is some testing that has been ongoing to see if it will also assist with the scalp hair regrowth. So that's something that's on the way. And at this time, that's the only product that I am aware of that's considered new in the market.
Well, we're going to tell everyone to keep it right here and tuned in to Hair Radio, and we will certainly let everyone know of any breakthroughs on the subject. And Dr. Emerson, how would folks find you if they're interested in looking and following up with you?
Absolutely. I can be contacted. My clinic is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am at 2304 West Pioneer Parkway, Suite Number 6 in Arlington, Texas. My phone number is 817-265-8854. That's 817-265-8854. My website is hairandscalpessentials.com. That's hairandscalpessentials.com. My email is dramerson@hairandscalpessentials.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @scalpdoctor. Also, I'm on Facebook, Dr. Amerson's Therapeutic Essentials, LLC. All of those medias, I may be contacted.
And you can always come to Hair Radio and ask us how to find Dr. Amerson as well, and we will certainly connect them as well. Dr. Amerson, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today and just beginning, and I'm hoping that you'll come back as we move a little further along with this subject and come back to the Hair Radio show and share some more of your wonderful insight.
Absolutely. It will be my pleasure to return. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity, Mr. Hines and Ms. Darlene Alexander. Thank you also.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounts that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, in like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's July 27th of 2021. It is my honor. It's our show number first, let me just say, show number 591. My honor to bring to the line my amazing new co-star. It's Tara in the morning. Good morning, Tara. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, and good morning to all of our amazing listeners. We have a lot to get to this morning, so Carrie, let's turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Tara. And I just want to say, Tara, you're going to be back with the Let Your Spirit Soar, and so much more to get to. I know that we've got a lot. Let me just say, a big show. All right, mm-hmm. Moving along. Today is our show number 591. As you know, we are marching towards show number 600, and we are super, super excited. Also, I just want to say, if you think you've heard our celebration shows before, because, Tara, we've had each milestone, like our 100th show, we had a celebration, our 200th show, our 300th show, our 400th, you get the idea. So we've been kind of, greeting everybody every so often. We have to do that. And so 600 is a big, 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 big round number. And I just want to say,
that is a major milestone.
Is that not something?
Yes. It is. I am looking forward to that.
Yes, me too. I also want to say this. I'm going to shout out to our listeners this morning. One of my dear, dear friends, she's the reason I have to just say thank her so much. My dear friend who I've known for several decades, Karen. Good morning, Karen. She's the one who's responsible for giving me my little pet doggy. So I just want to say thank you, because this is the fourth anniversary, so with my little pet. So the very first one I've ever had. So just want to say thank
Happy
you today.
Happy fourth to you and the
peach. Yeah, little Peppy. Yeah, that's his name. Now, well, let me just go ahead and get everybody up to speed today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. As I said, we have Vet Talk. Vet Talk comes up live today. We are live this morning on this Tuesday morning, July 27th at 8:30. Please stay with us. We have an amazing gentleman who, his name is Michael Hopkins, and he comes on. He calls him his angels. He has three amazing ladies who help him to pull together this, where he helps veterans to kind of, navigate everything that they need to navigate here. And I'm just thrilled. He's been doing a great job. The radio show, again, he's live every Tuesday morning at 8:30 for the vets. If you know veterans, let them know about this broadcast. And then, if that's not enough, his show rebroadcasts on Saturdays over on our 24-hour streaming network. So some of you may not be aware that we actually have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming network. We have this live broadcast, and then we play, whole shows over there, Tara. So I don't know. I thought everybody had the idea, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yep. Keep reminding them. Yeah,
we just keep reminding them.
If you've forgotten, you can always tune in. Like you said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you want to catch up on an episode or re-listen to one of your favorite episodes, you can always do that at any time.
Exactly. It plays around mm-hmm. the clock. It's broadcast. And mm-hmm. so I just also want to say we want to thank you. And I do have some updates. I just happened to chat with Bernard Bronner of Bronner Brothers over the weekend. I want to say
shout out
to Bernard and his family.
Mm-hmm.
They just do big things down there. They're having a big show as well. Theirs is in Louisiana, New Orleans, I believe, this year.
Wow.
So in August.
Okay.
So check them out. And mm-hmm. then for our Road to Healthy Hair, which is what we're doing here in the mm-hmm. Northeast, we're having our show. It's been moved to October. So
mm-hmm.
it's going to start, you know, sometimes in the Northeast, October can still be a little bit not too cold yet.
Yes.
So we'll see. It's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of October at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The hours are from 10 to 6, and again, it's 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we are real, real excited, and we have some superstar guests, one of whom you guys know already. Smooth Black will be there. He's the gentleman that joins us live right here on our broadcast on Wednesday mornings at 8:30.
Yeah, that's going to
so,
be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's all the way out in Southern California, so he'll be coming east to
mm-hmm.
teach and to share a lot of trade secrets and all that wonderful good stuff. We'll ask him about
mm-hmm.
it on tomorrow's show. So I can't wait for that. And lots more to get to this morning. Taylor,
mm-hmm.
so how was, most folks don't realize, but we usually, we start our work week here on Tuesdays here at the Hair Radio Morning Show with our live broadcast. So Mondays we're off. So how was your weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. Busy, but fabulous. I worked here in the warehouse pretty much all weekend. Felt like I actually lived here. Did some errands, just worked. And I'm just happy to be here today. But I had a great, great weekend. Just super, super busy. You know, sometimes
yeah.
the time just flies by and you're like, oh my gosh, it's the weekday already? Weekend, what happened to you?
Exactly. And you.
It just goes by so fast.
Well, Tara runs her own business for you guys who are just joining us today and may not
mm-hmm.
be aware. And so since I brought it up, please tell everybody again a little bit the name and a little bit more about your business, Tara.
Sure. So the name of the company is Ayers Batch of Nature, AYUR'S. Ayers is short for Ayurvedics, which is a holistic system that was founded in India over 5,000 years ago. And with Ayers Batch of Nature, all the products are infused with Indian Ayurvedic herbs that is proven to treat hair loss and alopecia, shedding, breakage, crown loss. So I've infused all these wonderful Indian herbs into the products along with the oils and butters that we need for our natural hair. And it is helping so many men and women. Yes, men. It is proven that men lose their crowns so much faster than we do as women. And I'm selling everywhere. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Etsy. I'm on a website. The website is ayersbatchofnature.com. It's all one word, all lowercase. All the products are all natural, all organic, and handmade by me right here in my warehouse.
Okay, wow. Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much, ABN. We love it. And now I just want to remind everybody as well, coming up, we've got a big week. Yeah, today, like I said, is show number 591. Wow.
Yes.
Show number 591.
Almost
as we
there,
march.
Terry, 600. Yes.
Yeah,
oh
600.
God, that's
yeah.
Right
that's
around.
Right,
there.
Nine more shows. Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
and we will be having our big, big celebration show. We'll keep you informed on that. Real excited
mm-hmm.
about that. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a music? I've been feeling some music for some reason.
Okay.
So I want to kind of keep it moving this morning with so much, and I feel like hearing some nice something a little wake me up. You know, like I said, it's our Tuesday morning. Why don't
yes.
we throw on some Crystal Waters. I mean, this is going back a little bit, folks, but I think it'll wake us up. And remember, It's only a few minutes, so stay with us. We've got more talk on the other side. Stay with us.
A man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I have a very special guest with us today. He comes from the golden era of beauty in New York City. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome the one and only Mr. Fred Nardi of Nardi's Fame Salon. Good morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Nardi.
Good morning. How are you, Kerry?
Well, I'm doing great. It's great to catch up with you again. It's been a while. It's been a while. And we go back a little bit here with you in the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, quite a few years.
Yes, that's right. Well, listen, I want to talk about those days. I want to talk about the Fame Salon, which was located right here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, but there's a far cry from where your salon was located over on 57th Street in Manhattan. I mean, this is quite honestly, this was the most wealthiest zip code in the entire United States of America. So you were located, you know, Nardi's was located in these, just very well identified with 57th Street. How did it feel to be located in that amazing area? You know, right near Bloomingdale's and all of that wonderful good stuff. How did that feel, Mr. Nardi?
Well, the location made it possible for us to serve our clientele, which we've been basically on 57th Street quite a few times. We have moved location from the we go back to the 70s.
Wow.
When we first got the first salon on 57 and Madison Avenue, where the IBM building is now. And then from there, we were there quite a few years, and we were always inspired for the big city and hair and the fashion of the New York and all that. Those were really the days of the hairdressing and the Studio 54 and all the good living.
The fancy living, I want to say. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the true golden era. I mean, you, Nardi Shop, I've got to talk about Nardi Salon. You guys serviced everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. You had a long list of celebrities that includes you know, that included the likes of Joan Collins and her sister Jackie Collins, and so many others, Anthony Newley, so many others who were associated with that era. And one of a couple of my superstar favorites, too, like Dick Cavett, I've learned a lot from watching Dick Cavett's old shows and all of that wonderful good stuff, and so many others, you know, Jill Clayburgh, many others.
Yes.
What can you tell us? Because one of the most famous of your clients, and I understand Madonna also used to go there to get waxes. So some of your most famous clients, probably the most famous of all, was married to one of our presidents, the amazing Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Yes. She was regular in our salon for many, many years. She was very low key going into our salon. She felt so comfortable at her home. There was never any publicity over that until later on in life, you know. And that's why she felt very at home in our place.
Wow. And I remember, you know, because I've been around a while, I remember when she was alive, and she also worked in publishing towards the end. But I was always amazed by the charisma of this woman and just her strength and beauty and all that fancy, just, you know, just such an amazing lady who was a very family-oriented person. We could all see that. Now, I have to ask you, yes, because it's not just so much that you were one of, like, the, you know, close hairstylists and beauty parlor place, so to speak, that she frequented. I mean, she was really someone who believed in your products and what you also had. I mean, she was coming there for a service and a treatment. And so I want you to tell everybody, because not, you know, we folks know about Nardi Salon, and we know the history in New York City. But what folks may not realize is that you have a very special product that's out there. And it's been out there. It's the same formula that was used for Ms. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. And this is the Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. I want you to tell the fans of the show about what exactly is Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream.
Well, this cream is it's a special nourishing cream that keeps the skin very youthful and very vibrant, and it's easy to apply and to maintain a young looking skin. And it's almost like a healing of any impurity created by nature. That this cream, by just using it, it just works wonders. And just the ingredients that it has. And this cream, actually, it was given to us to produce and use it for her. The ingredients were given to her by the Queen of England. And so we reproduced it for her, and she told us to use it as we wish.
Wow.
And that's what we did, and still today I use it for myself and give it to our clients.
Well, I'm going to count myself in that bunch, because I'm getting me some Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. I think this is amazing. And I have to tell you, Fred Nardi, let me just remind everybody, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm chatting today with someone who is a very good friend of the Hair Radio Show. And I think you've been with us maybe once or twice before, Mr. Fred Nardi, of the famed Nardi Salon that is so identified with the golden era of New York and beauty. And as you mentioned,
yeah.
Studio 54 and all those wonderful celebs of that era. And I have to say, I'm just blown away at the list that goes on and on and on with the folks who frequented your shop, all of these amazing celebrities. But you guys also worked on everybody. You did, you know, you didn't have to be a superstar to come in and get your hair done. You know, so that is amazing that you were able to mix all those folks. But I believe you guys had some private rooms, am I right? And an upstairs
yes.
and all this stuff.
Yes, so yeah. we had like three floors of salons.
Three floors.
we had different departments, and that's why we choose that spot on 57th Street. It was very easy to access. It was just a walk away from Bloomingdale. And in fact, Miss Bloomingdale used to be also a client of our facialist.
Wow.
And so many other, even Marcella Borghese, Princess Marcella Borghese was a client of mine when she was in New York. She lived in the East Side.
Wow. Well, one gentleman who just recently passed here, passed recently, name is Hugh Downs, and you guys remember him from 2020.
Hugh Downs was also a client.
One of your clients, right? Wow.
Yeah.
So, and amongst many others, actors like Brian Dennehy and all these other amazing folks out there.
Yeah, which sadly, he just passed. Brian was a very good friend. Brian Dennehy.
Yes, but the interesting thing, Mr. Nardi, is that the legacy that these actors and all of this, these folks from that era have left us. They've left a treasure trove of work. And I can count you in that group as well, because not only that, with this amazing product that you're doing and the amazing history and legacy of the Nardi Salon, but also you were mentioned in a book. I see some articles on the Internet that are just mind-blowing here, but tell us a little bit about the folks who included you in this book that mentions you to the famous salon.
Yes, there was a book I wrote by Jackie Onassis, and they mentioned us because our salon was the place where she would be mostly going for service on a weekly basis.
Wow.
And our name is mentioned on that book too.
Now, did she drive herself there? Was she in a big fancy limo? How did she arrive at the salon?
She would come in with a town car that somebody would drive it, and she would just walk into the salon and go to the floor where we'll be serving her. A lot of times after she finished service, she would ask us if he could go to my office, because she liked to make some phone calls privately and just relax for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour.
And no one bothered her in the shop, right? You know how other folks
I would always open my office for her to go sit down there and do as she wishes.
Wow. So you guys had a great, great friendship, it seems.
Wow, oh, yes. Very.
That is amazing.
And was she like and trusted most that nobody in our salon ever snapped a picture of her or ever publicized anything or ever mentioned to anyone when she was alive?
Well, she guarded her privacy. I mean, this is not a secret. We are very much aware she was truly a person who appreciated privacy. And
yes,
she
because basically when she walked in, she was always with some sort of a raincoat, a scarf over her hair, glasses, and she would just, unless you look to see who she is, at times you will know, because she was mostly covered.
Yes, yes.
But you could miss her glasses and her walk.
Right, it is unmistakable. It was unmistakable. We're talking about, of course, Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Now, I have to ask you as well, Mr. Nardi, because we're talking about the golden era of hair and beauty in New York City, in that famed zip code of yours, and where 57th Street, mainly where you guys were. And I also had a chance to visit your shop, which was just amazing, and your wonderful family there. But I have to ask you, how has the industry changed? Let's start there. Has the beauty industry changed since your days back with Nardi's to where you see things are now?
Yes, tremendous, especially not even talking about this recently change of this epidemic. Even before, it was changing a lot, where haircuts we become a little more not so glamorous, let's say. The glamour was way different before, where people would go out and show and live a good life, where today it's more hidden away. It's you don't see the glamour as it used to be.
It's almost as if they're hiding it, so to speak.
Right, right. It's a total different way. And the haircuts are also today done differently. They kind of different. But I still do my work as my past, and which is more livable today, again, because it's not about blow drying hair. It's about cutting the hair properly so that stays well and looks well, even if you don't blow dry.
Really?
You see, that's the difference of yesterday and today. Today, they depend on that blow dry. In fact, there's places that they open just for blow dry.
Right. Well, the blow dry bars that are real popular right now.
Right. And it's totally different.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Nardi, do you think it's better now, or was it better from the days gone by? Which do you prefer?
Where the haircuts were much more refined then, and I still do that. And there is a lot of other salons that do that type of work. And every time I see one cut, you could see that they dramatically frame the cut and the shape according to the type of hair and what you're looking for to create. Today they slather here much more. It's almost like they take the body out instead of building in.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is how I think that these folks, it would serve us well in these days and in these times if we can kind of hearken back to some of the amazing, work of Fred Nardi and of the Nardi Salon. We need it so very much, and these are amazing memories that I'll be working with you as well, Mr. Nardi, to capture some of this, not just for our amazing listeners and fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but also for some readers and things. We're going to be working on some projects. We're going to continue the amazing legacy of Mr.
Yes,
Fred Nardi.
Yes, when you do the next show's
big expo.
You let me know. I'll come and see you.
I will do that. And you guys heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Fred Nardi is going to come to the next Hair Nation Expo in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And for you guys out there, you know my website is hairnationexpo.biz. Now, if you'd like to connect with Mr. Nardi, you can do so if you've downloaded our Salon TV Network app. There is a place right there, one of the icons, where it says ask a guest or connect with us or ask a question. You'll be able to connect with Mr. Nardi, and we'll be happy to put you in touch with him. With regards to the Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream, you'll be able to get that right here through our app, our Salon TV Network app store, as well as our hairradio.com store, which is available immediately. So we're very excited. Again, Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. Mr. Nardi, anything you want to leave with us today? Any last thoughts or hope for changes or anything at all you want to say? I mean, you have such a huge career, a big, big career of your own.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell everybody today before we say goodbye?
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, to all our clients all over, that we thank you for the beautiful years you gave us. And I still have that same feeling then that I do still my work today. And my clients, they tell me nothing has changed with me. I'm still the same person as I always was, very low-key, and very easy to talk to because I'm not a great spokesperson, but I do better work with my scissors.
Well, listen, I'm going to absolutely sanction what an amazing, amazing talent. And we so appreciate the time that you've taken with us today on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You got it, Mr. Nardi. Okay, folks, we have got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. So stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
Trying to start a hair industry business and need help? We've got you covered. Listen to brand new episodes of our original radio series, Hairpreneurs, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat.
Wow,
we call this La Luz Cafe.
Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 HairRadio.com network.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's July 27th of 2021, and Tara's with us this morning, of course, holding it down. Good morning, Tara. How does it feel to be a new co-host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Good morning, Kerry. Oh, my gosh. It is such an incredible experience. Since day one. What has it been now? Going on 3 weeks, I believe?
Probably
and,
something
oh
in that
gosh.
Area, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And every day I have learned something new, met some amazing
right.
people, gathered some informative information, and I am just having a ball. It has been one of the best experiences of my life. So I just want to thank you for this opportunity. It's been fantastic.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job. You really
are.
It's
Thank
not
you,
easy to come into, you know, you're coming at almost, we're almost at show number 600.
Yes.
So we've had
yes,
a few minutes to kind of, the pressure is on and starting fresh. So you've done a great job. You fit in just beautifully with our live guests, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
We have another one coming up at 8:30 this morning.
Yes.
It's Vet Talk. I think you guys just heard the promo play
mm-hmm.
with Michael Hopkins. And he's been doing a great
yes.
job, too, for being a radio neophyte.
Yeah,
he's really awesome. And
mm-hmm.
the Angels, which are kind of his crew, they help him pull all the shows together. Again, it's all about
yes.
helping veterans. And I think
lady.
Today he's got some updates and all that wonderful good
mm-hmm.
stuff. So
grab
stay
your pens,
tuned.
Grab your paper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Grab your pen and paper coming up at 8:30 this morning. Now, I wanted to take a moment to tell everybody about supporting Hair Radio, because folks have asked us over the years, Kerry, what can we do? What can
mm-hmm.
we do to support you with this big effort of yours?
So mm-hmm. I want to say that we have something that is brand spanking new to talk about. It is the memberships we now have available. I should have done a drum roll, Tara, on this. we really should have done a drum roll.
Put something in place. I know.
Yeah, I do. I used to have a drum roll. We'll dig up one. But yeah,
that's
the
okay.
memberships. These are Hair Radio memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that anyone who's interested, you don't have to have special qualifications, but
mm-hmm.
you can sign up. It's very easy. You go to our website at www.hairadio.com, hairadio.com. And once you go there, it says it's big as day. If you look right there on the left, I think right near the top, it says memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And click here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click there, it opens up onto a few options, which are fantastic. You can sign up just to support us, to support our streaming network, to support our newsletters, everything that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a basic membership for only $4.99 a month that anybody can afford just
yes,
to support, but every penny helps here. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
We're a small company. So $4.99 a month is great to sign up. Or if you want to be a VIP listener, it's about $15 a month, and we
mm-hmm.
just love it. It's very easy, and you get a whole bunch of other wonderful things and
mm-hmm.
open access to us. And then we have the newsletter where you pay just one time, and that's only $12. It covers you for the whole year, and you'll
mm-hmm.
get a monthly newsletter. So please go to our wonderful www.hairadio.com site. You know, this is where you go to listen to our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network. And also all these amazing shows. But also, you can now become a member, sign up and become a member. So it's really, really great. And then if that's not enough, you can shop over there as well. We have a store. So enough plugs for our 24-hour network and our streaming service. Remember, it's a broadcast
mm-hmm.
network, folks. So it's not on demand. So that means that it just plays and you listen. But what you will hear are
mm-hmm.
our amazing episodes. So we have a lot of those lined up for you, as well as music and updates and special interviews, things that you don't
mm-hmm.
hear every day. So really nice stuff. So plug that enough?
Yeah, you
guys,
did. I think that's great.
I think
great.
We did. Okay.
I think that is just fabulous. You know, just the time that you take to make sure that, you know, our wonderful listeners get this valuable information. You know, I just hats off to you, you know, with the streamline, and now, you know, they can sign up for the membership. And that just makes you feel like you are part of the family. You know, I know when I signed
Absolutely.
Up for membership, it's like, wow, I'm in, you know, I'm a part of this, you know, and then to
Exactly.
get the newsletter. So you're not just listening to the information. You can now read this information. And of course, as always, so much you can put in a newsletter that we can't cover on the radio. So
Exactly.
sign up for it.
Exactly. Tara just nailed it. Tara nailed
mm-hmm.
it. Very good. That is correct. So please
mm-hmm.
check it out. Again, it's at hairradio.com, which is one R. And Tara, in the morning, I think you have our LYSSS to let your spirit soar.
I do.
Wonderful. Well, Tara,
yes.
take it away.
Yes. Well, good morning, Hair Radio Morning Show listeners. It is that time of the segment where we would
yes.
do your Let Your Spirit Soar. It's where we say a quote to uplift and give you a positive dose of inspiration. And our quote of the day is, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, drum
yes.
roll. Okay.
Drum roll.
yes.
Here we go.
Right.
And the quote is, your mind is like a garden. Plant flowers and get rid of the weeds. I'm going to repeat that. Your mind is like a garden. Plant flowers and get rid of the weeds. How powerful is that, Gary?
Okay. That's very powerful. Plant
yeah.
flowers and get
yeah.
rid of the weeds.
Yes, because your mind is like a garden. Yes, 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 yes.
I like it. I
yeah.
like it. Okay.
Out with the negative, in with the positive. Yes.
And you know what? This is really nice. And that means something these days. Everybody is talking about being positive and, you know, filling your head. You don't really want to surround yourself with negative things and being focused.
Yes.
Some folks are just naturally negative. Whenever you encounter them, it's always some, it's dreadful news. Don't you kind of run the other way when you come across somebody who's negative?
Yes. I call them dream killers. Yes.
Yes. You know, like that old saying, you're happy wherever they go, whenever they go. You just don't want them near you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then, but some folks don't realize that they're really negative. They really don't.
They don't.
No. And they'll be mad with you because you have a positive attitude.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're so correct in saying that. Yeah.
So that is
just... And we
just,
have to realize...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we have to realize, you know, when that quote says, your mind is like a garden, just think of it as the foundation where anything can grow, anything can manifest, and you're in control of setting your foundation. So you can either plant flowers or you can allow weeds to rise up in your thoughts, in your actions, in your deeds, and you have the power to either allow it to be negative or allow it to be positive. But your mind is your garden, meaning whatever you water it with, whatever words you water, whatever thoughts you water, that is what's going to arise in your life.
I'm just
You're in control of your garden. You're
wow.
in control of that garden. Yeah. Think positive, stay positive.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. Me too. Well, listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with Tara in the Morning. It's Tuesday, July 27th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's our show number 591 as we march towards show number 600. Now, coming up in our third hour, in just a few minutes, about 8:30 this morning Eastern Time. I'm welcoming back Michael Hopkins. So we're real excited about that, Tara. Now he does the new Vet Talk Radio show, and we're real happy to have him on to share some updates and bring us up. This is their second installment. So for you guys keeping count or track, this is number two for them. So we're going to pay close attention today. Coming up in about a half hour. Now earlier. I don't know if you heard this, but we had on Mr. Nardi from Manhattan. That's right here in New York City. And he was the hairstylist for President Kennedy's wife, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis.
Unreal. Yeah, I can't even imagine sitting there getting shampooed and she's walking in the door.
I think
in the bowl. Like,
yeah.
Imagine her walking
Well,
the
I've
salon.
Been to his salon. Yes, I've actually been to Nardi's. And I can because that area... I mean, I live here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm way out here going towards Coney Island. Very different community. But when I go to, when I went down to Nardi's shop to see, you know, I had a chance to meet with Fred Nardi and sit down and just, I've been there several times. And what I've, that whole area, when I say it really is the most expensive zip code in all of America. That's not an exaggeration. They had all those big boxers. I'm sorry, they had no boxers. They had, like, you know, these super high-end stores. I mean, super, super high-end stores. And the streets were just crisp. I remember it was just beautiful and fresh. It was like you're on a different planet. It just was so beautiful and different and just exciting. But, yeah, Nardi's was there for quite a while, and Fred Nardi, again, he comes to our shows. He's a big supporter of Hair Radio. And we are connected with everybody in the industry. So I'm real happy about
that. Honor.
And we're just, yeah, it really is. Really, really is. So please, if you missed any part of that, do check that out. And I just want to say thanks so much for kind of being with us. The folks at Rugged Evolution, you've heard their commercials play right here on the Hit Radio Morning Show. Well, coming to our 24-hour network, we are going to be doing a podcast with them. They have I listened to part of it. We're getting it all set up and lined up on our 24-hour streaming network site, you guys know, over at hitradio.com. But what it'll consist of, just from what I've heard, it sounds really exciting. It's the guys just hanging out, talking. So I think a lot of the ladies are going to be interested in this, and I also think the gentlemen who, you know, want to make sure their game is on tight, I think they say now. So this is something that's going to be really, really great. That's what they say. Gary doesn't say it, but that's what they say.
No.
But
no.
So I think a little later on, so we're looking at getting it scheduled at a good time. So I think it's looking at like 11 o'clock or so at night. So you guys remember that network is on around the clock. So sometimes we have music on, sometimes we have other commentary that we're adding in something fresh and new all the time. So we're happy about that. Listen, this is CNC
That's
Music
exciting.
Factory. I love this song coming up. They're supposed to be on next month. I spoke with Robert over there at CNC Music Factory. Just recently, he sent me a message. Actually, I think he left me a verbal voice message and said the record is coming up in August. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and see if we can bring him on the show. I've been talking with him for a while about coming right here to the Hit Radio Morning Show. Well, this is a song I played last week. It's one of my favorites. He did it with the CNC Music Factory. Did it back in the heyday with Miss Martha Wash. Today has been just a throwback to the 90s. I'm feeling the 90s today, so stay with us, folks.
I'm a 90s baby.
You're a 90s baby. Okay, all right, I hear you. All right, it's called Taking Over. We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back. Stay with us, folks. And then coming up, 8:30, The Talk Radio. Stay with us.
After day, the same routine.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very next guest comes to us from Australia. Her name is Catherine Rondebel. We're going to have her tell you the rest. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Carrie, and I hope everything is very well with yourself.
It is going great. Well, first of all, it's morning here in New York as we talk live on the air, but where you are, it's actually nighttime. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of difference. So tell us the time difference so we can kind of get the understanding. Is it like the same day as America in the Northeast, or the next day or the next night? How does that work all the way in Australia?
Well, it is 12 hours after you, so it's 9:30 p.m. here.
Okay, got it. 12 hours after us. Wow. Okay, wow, very interesting. Okay, well, with that in mind, we're going to move on. We got so much to talk about. First of all, Catherine, technically I should welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have been with us many times in the past, and one of the major reasons, I should say, is because of what you have done and who you are. As the creator of Headbed, you've done just an enormous contribution to the hair and beauty industry. So first of all, let's have you tell everybody officially what Headbed is.
Well, thank you, Gary. My clients who used to come to see me with neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches after having been to a hair salon, it got me thinking about the position of a person's head and neck when they are at the shampoo basin. And research from the medical literature shows, and I was not surprised to find, that there's medical evidence of neck injury and even, in the worst case scenario, strokes. Mm. So I designed the headbed to have a support placed under the head of the person, and therefore it takes all the weight off the head and the neck therefore can relax. There's a lot less pressure on the neck and its delicate blood vessels and nerves when the head is properly supported at the basin. The neck can take up to 40 pounds of pressure on the vertebrae if the head is reclined backwards and not supported at the shampoo basin. So this is what really motivated me nearly 7 years ago now to design and research and make a headbed.
Well, I'm just blown away because, first of all, for our listeners out there, the folks who are in and around the hair and beauty industry, this may be the very first time they're really ever hearing of a syndrome such as this. Can you talk to us a little bit about this and how it's, this has kind of come to light? I mean, you really have been sharing this for quite a bit of time. So kind of bring everybody up to speed on what this beauty parlor syndrome, stroke syndrome, is all about.
Yes, well, it was actually published by a New York doctor, a neurologist, who started looking at a pattern of injury and strokes that happened particularly to women, middle-aged women in particular, as they'd come back from hair salon. So whether the same day or a few days later, they developed symptoms of slurred speech or pain down the arm or headaches, and then eventually ended up with strokes. And these would be ladies in their 40s and 50s. So he published an article in a very prestigious medical journal to say, look, there is a very definite problem there. So beauty parlor stroke syndrome, as it's called, or salon sink radiculopathy, which is a very fancy name to say that pain travels down the nerve branches of the neck from too much pressure on the neck. And that all happens because a human head weighs anything between 4 to 5 kilos, which is about 8 to 10 pounds.
I'm so glad you did the exchange.
Yes, I think in the U.S. you're more into pounds, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I'm like, please say pounds. Wow. Well, I tell you, this is just something that literally unnerves folks, because when they go to, especially our fans out there, they go to the hair salons, They're not expecting this. Should this be part of the consultation, in your opinion, of the professionals to share with their clients, their prospective clients, when they come in the door?
Oh, absolutely. Finding out if a person already has some pain or some injury or some musculoskeletal problems is very important when they are about to sit at the basin and place their head backwards. And you have two types of basins. In America, I've noticed that there is a fixed to the plumbing and the cabinetry type of basin, and there is the other one, which is called a backwash, which the basin tilts down to a person's shoulders. But in both cases, if the person's head is not supported, then all the pressure goes onto the neck vertebrae. So it's very important. And hairdressers are very caring people. They always try and make their client comfortable. And I know some hairdressers have injured their wrist because they're trying to support, to hold the weight of the head of the client whilst they're doing the shampoo with one hand. So definitely ask about it. Ask the client, have they already got any pre-existing issues with their neck? But often it's not known because it all happens on the inside, on the little blood vessels that travel through the neck vertebrae. And who, you would know as a hairdresser if somebody has a potential for strokes or, you know, has high blood pressure or could have some plaque build up in their blood vessels. So
and
it's very tricky. So the easy...
Yes.
Yep.
No, I was just going to say that that's
the
then...
Safe, yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They would take the proper precaution.
Yes.
Usually that's see a doctor, you know, after that point. But I'll tell
that's
you,
right.
Catherine, this is just amazing. Now, it's quite, you know, a lot going on these days, and I do want to turn to that. But I do want to mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about this amazing device. We're talking about HeadBet today. And my very special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Australia, is Miss Catherine Rondebell, who we just appreciate and adore here on our show. She's been a friend and family member here to the Hair Radio Show folks mm-hmm. for many years. Catherine, so I want to definitely talk about this. Now, you mentioned the basin, and we call them sinks here as well for you guys out there listening.
Yep.
Right. So
the shampoo bowl.
The shampoo bowl. There you go. Exactly. And we're talking about, mm-hmm. I want to paint a picture. So we're talking about that curvature where it kind of allows for the neck to fit in that little groove on those sinks that
groove.
You see at the salons
Correct.
And barbershops.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much. And so you have the device that kind of literally is so easy. And I do mean it's easy to just pretty much lay right on there, but it has
exactly.
a huge, right? It has a very, so this is not something that is difficult to affix to the sink. Can you just describe that process again?
Sure, you can retrofit the headbed to 99% of sinks. So we have a special model which is for the American style of shampoo bowl, the one that is fixed to the cabinetry or the plumbing in the wall, and then we have the one for the backwash, which is more of a ceramic bowl that tilts down to the client's shoulders. So you simply clip, it's a silicone, very soft, flexible cushion that molds itself into the curve of the neck area, but it has this little platform that goes out inside the basin and which sits just under the head, the occipital bone of the client's head as the head reclines backwards. So it's like putting your head on a little pillow. That's why we'll call it the head bed.
And I love it.
Therefore, it would, that's right. So it can fit on any basin, and the European model has three adapter wedges, which then allows the head platform to be raised or lowered depending on the angle of the client's neck and head. So it's really been thought about by on many ways to cover all potential and possibilities of different styles of basins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we just love it. It's the head bed. So I am just blown away. What is the best website, or how can folks get this amazing head bed device?
Yes, well, we're very lucky to have a lovely agent, Lynn, in Florida.
Yes,
and
she's
our
awesome.
Website there is and our website is headbedusa.com. So www.headbedusa.com.
Awesome.
And also, Kerry,
course,
you probably
yes.
would have it on your... yes.
You beat me to it, Catherine Rondebel. Yes, we're going to be so excited to offer this, as we have throughout the years, right here at Hair Radio. You can simply go to the Salon TV Network app into our store on the app. Now, you can download the app for free. It's in the Google Play Store worldwide. And purchase that wonderful headbed device there, or just contact Hair Radio at any time, and we'll be certainly able to put you in touch with Lynn and some of the folks at Headbed and all that wonderful good stuff. So really, really make it really nice. And it's not something, I do want to talk about this, just, you know, of course you have to contact them for pricing and all that, but the one thing I do want to say is that it is incredibly affordable for what you are, what this the prevention, when you look at it, first of all, it's affordable, period. Let me just get that on out. And then I also want to say what it can prevent is priceless. So there is just, there's, I mean, I really don't know any other words to put that, again, any other way to say it.
We call it priceless because, you know,
exactly.
you're protecting your health and
yes.
there is nothing more important in life than your health and your client's health. And it's a safety device. And for a professional tool of the trade, it comes down to about $19 per year because we know the headbed will last you more than 5 years. Our salons in Australia, the first one, bought the headbed 6.5 years ago, and they're still using it.
Oh,
so,
that is just amazing. Now, Catherine, actually, you
yeah.
lead me exactly where I wanted to go with you at this moment. And that is to talk about some of the things that are going on. But first, just to kind of paint the picture again, I want to welcome Catherine Rondebel to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. She is on the line with us all the way from Australia. Now, Catherine, what part of Australia are you in again?
Right, on the west coast of Australia. And we are known as the most isolated city in the world. Gary, Perth
Why?
Has got the ocean, Indian Ocean on one side, and it's got the Great Australian Desert on the other side before you reach the east coast of Australia.
Wow. Well, my goodness. And you've been here to America. I've seen you here in the New Jersey, New York area before, so I know you come to America. You travel everywhere, though. You really do, Catherine.
Well,
I remember you.
With the invention of the headbed being such a unique and new tool of your trade, I had the great opportunity to travel to the main hair expos around the world, the Paris one, the London
yes.
Hair Expo, to New York at the wonderful Javits Center.
Yes.
So
yes.
IBS was just magnificent, and meeting you there was really
yes.
was absolutely
yes.
wonderful.
Yes, we had
and
a great
having
time.
The being able to present this new and unique safety device for the shampoo bowl to
yes.
all the hairdressers that are top of their trade and yes. see how fascinated they were and you know really wanting to get one for their salons and their clients, it was just wonderful. I'm so blessed to have had so many beautiful meetings, including yourself.
Thank you, and likewise, absolutely. Now, how does it play with all of this going on? We haven't broached the subject. It's always the elephant in the room, and that is this COVID situation currently that's happening around the world. How has, well, let me ask you, have the folks been affected in Australia, and how so?
Well, during sort of March, April, May, when it was really the start of sort of worldwide awareness, we went into lockdown here too, so many salons had to close, and that was very scary for a lot of small businesses and salon owners. But by June, we were able to reopen because the number of COVID cases was under control in Australia. So this is when the sale of our headbed just absolutely tripled and quadrupled because people have realized that being made from a medical-grade silicone, it can be 100% hygienic and sanitized properly in between clients. more than ever now, do not use substandard silicone neck cushions, because, and certainly not the firm, spongy little ones, that because they have minute fissures and cracks which can trap germs, and it's just not really, it's not possible to clean them properly. They collect skin debris and germs, so really only trust the highest grade silicone rubber material.
Absolutely.
On any of your equipment and tools. And this is why our headbed was adopted even more so ever since the COVID situation started.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
Very important.
It's
and
troubling
very
times, but humans are resilient. We're all resilient, and we'll manage to find a way through this.
Exactly. I still say this, Catherine. Yeah. I know you guys, you support the salon and barbers and all those folks, and I appreciate that. But I have always felt and thought that each individual, to me, I would suggest if you can get your own, get your own. Get your own. I think it would be wonderful. I really do. I've always encouraged that. I know it's a, you know, it goes on a sink and it's a professional product. But I'm thinking that if you have your own headband, you can take it with
your
you
own.
To the salon.
Correct. Absolutely. This is what quite a few of our clients have done here, too. Because they traveled, they used to, not this year, but traveling around the world, they keep their headbed with them. And they,
exactly.
whichever salon they go to, they say, just clip that on the basin on
exactly.
on the salon sink, please.
Exactly.
And then they're comfortable and they know they're safe. And often the salon owners want to buy the headbed off them and keep it.
Quite often. The great news is that they can be directed right back to headbedusa.com.
Yeah.
Which we love that, or Salon TV Network, of course. Well, I have to say, Catherine, first of all, it's great to speak with you and connect with you. Now, what about some of these big things happening all over the world? Do you guys see a lot of that on the news over there? Do you see, like, the Black Lives Matter and all these things? Do you see any of that reported? We don't know so much about what's happening outside of America much.
Oh, look, Australians are absolutely fascinated by what happens in America, and the Black Lives Matter movement was very much echoed here, and we had our own issues here. The Australian Aboriginal people have also done marches and demonstrations and wanting to make sure that it was well known to the government and to all that, you know, every life matters, but particularly Black Lives Matter have had so much more challenges throughout history and even recently. Now, in Australia, we can see that on the news every day that it's being reported. So we feel for your country and for all the issues going on, and you're not alone. We really feel with you and are in thoughts and prayers with you guys.
Thank you. And I have to say, you have always put it there. You've been a big supporter of Hair Radio and believed in us when a lot of these things, you know, we hadn't quite materialized them or brought them into being.
Correct.
Yet, you know, and you really believed and supported us, and I thank you for that. And we will continue this.
Yep. I mean, it's such a beautiful, important social interaction when somebody goes to their stylist, their hairdressers, and the self-esteem and the well-being that is felt when a person can get their hair cut and present beautifully, it's wonderful for their self-esteem. It's a beautiful industry that you guys are in, and you know it's so important to support people who have such a skill with the correct tools, and that's where my background is from. I'm from a health background myself, so that's why so important to me.
Absolutely. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest comes back to us all the way from Australia. We're talking about Miss Catherine Rondebel. We're talking to Miss Catherine Rondebel, who is the creator, we call the inventor of headbed and this amazing device that certainly can just do such big things to avoid clients in the, you know, shampoo bowl getting strokes or having strokes and all of that. It certainly is just big. And you can find out a lot more about it. She has all the official information that you need to know at www.headbedusa.com. And also you can, of course, connect with us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with the amazing Catherine Rondebelle and all that she's doing. Catherine, I just want any lasting thoughts or anything you want to kind of leave with the Hair Radio Morning Show folks today?
Well, first of all, congratulations on such a wonderful profession you're in.
Yes.
And my dream is really that for every shampoo sink around the world to have a headbed cushion on it, because it's like every car has seat belts in it. It's a safety issue. You have to protect your clients and therefore look for a proper head and neck support cushion for your shampoo sink. Indeed.
Well,
thank you again, Kerry.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my pleasure.
To see you again.
You are just awesome. You are part of the family here, as I mentioned earlier, and you're always welcome. Again, headbedusa.com is the website. The device is Headbed, and every salon and barber shop should have this device on their sink or wash basin bowl. Make sure and do that. It's critical. It's critical for the success of what you're doing and your clients and all of that. And certainly, this is something that we encourage. Again, Catherine, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Will do. Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, folks, we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now we have standing by a very special guest who's been with us many times. Well, she was an official announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Did I get
number
it right?
550. Oh my goodness. Kerry, what do you don't do? I love it. Congratulations on number 550.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now I just want to remind everybody, because you are so instrumental out there, your radio show, talk show host in your own right, as well as just doing so many wonderful things. You're a hairstylist. You've been in the hair business many years. You have hair, the three H's, hair, head, heart. Can you tell us real quickly?
Hair, head, heart, touchdown.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, real quickly, for all of our listeners.
Sure. Hair, head, and heart, like I said, top down. The things that I am probably most connected to and passionate about, I think everything relates to all of those three, whether it's safety or health or, you know, career, all of those three things, I tie them together, and that's the name of my little business.
Well, I am so excited because just the fact that you have helped us to get to the 550 shows of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to shout out to you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is a great place to learn, and so I appreciate you in spades.
Well, listen, back at you. All right. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Kerry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level?
Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, as you just heard with the wonderful introduction, it is Tuesday morning. It's July 27th of 2021. It's about 8:30 in the morning. It's our show number technically 591, but it's time for Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. And first, let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her now, Miss Tara. Tara in the morning. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning to all of our wonderful listeners.
Oh,
how
yes.
you guys doing
yes.
today? I am so excited for this Vet Talk that's about to come up. Very
yes,
excited.
Yes, indeed. Me too. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring to the line the man behind the scenes who really put it all together, Mr. Michael Hopkins. Michael, good morning for your second episode of Vet Talk Radio. Yes, good morning.
Good
We're
morning,
really
good
excited.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning,
Michael.
Sounds,
this morning.
We are doing great. Well, I'm doing great. Tara can talk for herself. Tara, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I am
okay.
doing great. How are you guys doing?
We
oh,
are
just
happy. Right? Yes. Well, Michael,
super
let
fantastic.
Us kind of go. We're going to move along this morning because we are very tight, as always, on time. And you have a panel of wonderful angels who are standing by, which I got a little treat for Michael's angels this morning. They don't
mm-hmm.
know about this. And Michael doesn't know about it either, but I'm going to share with you guys in just a bit. But first, Michael, I want to kind of get on down to the nitty-gritty. Can you remind everybody first what Vet Talk Radio Show is all about? And then we'll kind of get the panel on in and let you guys kind of lead the way. But, yeah, first kind of remind everybody what Vet Talk Radio is.
Oh, sure. Not a problem at all, Carrie. Basically, Vet Talk Radio is about helping veterans. And the way we're going to help veterans is we're going to inform and empower them so they can make sound decisions, so they can get the ratings and get the services that they so desire and the things that they have earned as serving our country. That's what Vet Talk is all about.
Okay, now it sounds like you guys are out and about this morning. Michael, you come to us from where exactly?
Oh, I am from Virginia. I actually live in Spotsylvania, Virginia. That's right outside of the city of Fredericksburg.
Spotsylvania. I just love that name, Spotsylvania. Okay. All right. Well, oh, boy. Well, welcome again to the show, and I love your work. It is very important. It's critical to what's happening out here, and my belief is that we have to lend a hand, and you're doing just that with Vet Talk Radio. I want to also, before we get the panel on, just remind everybody that you guys are, you're here live every Tuesday morning, of course, at 8:30 Eastern Time, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you are today. And then we play the actual 30-minute broadcast itself of the Vet Talk Show all by itself. You don't have to listen to the whole 3 hours of our broadcast each morning. You can catch the Saturday edition of Vet Talk Radio, which is a playback of today's version of today's recorded broadcast. So real happy about that. So, again, it's over at hairradio.com, Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon for the Vet Talk Radio Show. So you can catch it there as well, just a replay of today's broadcast. So, okay, Michael, I'm going to bring the folks on in, the actual panel, the angels. We need a drum roll for the angels.
Yes.
There you go. Okay, Tara. Thank you so much. Let me first bring on Nicole, who is a big part of the broadcast. Nicole, who comes to us, I'm going to just say it, Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole,
yes, good
morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good
morning,
all right.
Nicole.
Doing
good morning.
Great.
Good
yes.
morning, Nicole.
Great.
Good morning.
Yes.
Glad to be here
all
with
right.
you this morning.
Well, listen, we are going to welcome our very next angel, Katrina, out of Paris, Texas. Katrina, who's actually out there as well in the Central Time Zone, in Paris, Texas. Katrina, good morning again. Good morning to you. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
All
good
right.
Morning.
Okay, giving us that deep, deep morning talk voice. All right, Katrina. Good morning. Okay. All right. Welcome. And, of course, the one, the irrepressible, the one and only Noor, who is just a bright spot of sunshine each week. Noor, good morning. Good morning to each of you. Good morning, Noor.
Good morning, Noor.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
yes,
morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Welcome,
good
welcome,
morning.
Welcome. All right. So, listen, I want to jump one in. Michael, I promise I'm going to end with a treat for everybody. So we'll end out today's show with my special treat for all of you guys. But first, I'm going to turn it over to Michael Hopkins, who is our official host, and the angels this morning. Michael calls the three, Noor, Nicole, and Katrina, the angels. Or do I? I don't know who started this trend, but I love it. And how appropriate. So,
yeah.
Michael, go ahead. Take it away. Tara, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Michael.
Yes.
Okay. Once again, good morning, everybody. This is Michael Hopkins. And today, I just thought I would talk about the claims process or the compensation process, just the basics of it, because I could spend hours just explaining it. Basically, what
wow.
compensation is for a veteran, it is money that a veteran has basically earned due to injuries sustained while in the service of his or her country as an active duty person. A lot of people don't know that as a veteran, it doesn't matter if it's wartime, peacetime, we as veterans sustain injuries, be it physical injuries, be it mental health injuries. We sustain these injuries. And a lot of times as veterans, we don't realize that we can get compensated for the injuries because basically what the injuries have done, they have altered our lives forever and ever most of the time. And a lot of veterans don't realize that. You first start
Very
out
interesting.
With, yeah, it really is, Kerry, because a lot of us as veterans, we went in when we were young, 18, 19, 20 years old, and as you all know, when we're young like that, we want to conquer the world, and we want to jump out of planes and helicopters, and we want to be just Rambos and all of that good stuff. Well, unfortunately
yes.
and regrettably, as you get older, all of a sudden these things catch up with you, and they have this arthritis. You have all kinds of issues. So
wow.
the VA has set up a system whereby you as a veteran can get compensated because your body is altered. When we go in the United States military, we are considered at 100%. Your body is fit to fight. You're good to go. As time goes on.
Don't you have to pass a physical
money.
And all of that? You have to pass a physical
oh,
initially,
yes.
and then you go to basic training of some sort?
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. You do, Kerry. And it varies between the branches of the United States what the extent of the basic training consists of. But we all, as military people, we all go through physicals, double-checking, triple-checking. The military wants to make sure they have the right person to serve this country. You can't do lolly-dollying everybody. You have to have the right people.
Well, Michael, just as a reminder, yes, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to remind you, the wonderful angels, you guys are all in, just to kind of give you a little heads up to remind you guys you're on air. So go right ahead. And, Michael, you please continue. You were just saying.
Okay. All right. And the claims process consists of course, this is the government, and there is a claims form that you must fill out. And believe it or not, the last letters of the form are the letters EZ. It's an easy form.
Oh.
Basically, yeah, it's an easy form. And basically, you know who you are, you know where you live. You list what injuries you think you sustained while you were in the military. And the way that you know that is, as service members, we have what's called service treatment records, or on the civilian side, you would call that your medical records.
Okay, got it.
You would call it your service treatment records. In your service treatment, since when you go in, from the day you go in the military to the day you get out, be it retirement, you do your hitch and you get out, you have medical records. And those medical records cover just about everything you did or didn't do or what happened to you. Like if you sprained your ankle, you want to run, and all of a sudden you fell and you sprained your ankle, and they took you, we call it in the military, sick call, things of that nature. Well, that's documented.
Wow.
And as long as it's documented, you shouldn't have a problem getting compensation. Shouldn't have a problem getting compensation. It's documented that you fell. It's documented you hurt your back. As long as it's documented. Also, as you get out and you start going to a civilian doctor, that's part of the claims or the compensation process. Basically, what it shows is that your injury, it sustained itself. You kept, and it was like it kept going. And it didn't get better, it got worse. So the government takes that into consideration. And that's how we, as service members, get compensated. And
it's
not a tricky process. Yeah, for the injury or the illness. Some of us suffer from mental health illnesses. And it's documented.
How has it been received? Has that gone over and been received well, like, say, in the cases of the mental illnesses? I think you spoke of the PTSD in recent, on your first broadcast, but just, is that something that they really take seriously, and how has all that played out with regards to that?
Oh yes, Kerry, the mental health is taken a lot more seriously than it was about 40, 50 years ago. During the Vietnam era, matter of fact, I'm glad you said that too, Kerry, because a lot of people think that, especially like the mental health issue, this is a new phenomenon. This is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on ever since the military has been the military. During World War One, it was just called a different thing. What they called it, shell shock during World War One. During World War Two, in the Korean War, it was called battle fatigue. During the Vietnam War, it was finally called PTSD, or post-trauma dramatic injury that happened to you. It was finally called that. It was finally determined. And military, they knew this the whole time. Because there's always been studies of how people react to being in battle, being in combat, and that was what it was based on. And there's always been studies of mental health, but it just came to the forefront during the Vietnam era. The soldiers that went to the Republic of Vietnam and came back, and they were suffering from mental health. But it's a big deal now. And one of the latest things is called MST, or military sexual trauma. And that's one of the latest mental health issues that a lot of soldiers face. And it's not necessarily female soldiers or female military people. It can be male military people that can have military sexual trauma. It stems anywhere from an actual assault on a military member to harassment, degrading a military member. There's a lot to it. And the government now, the VA, or the Veterans Administration, is taking it seriously now, very seriously.
But it sounds to me like it mirrors what's happening, in the big world, you know. So it's kind of like plays out in the microcosm, because a lot of that is, you know, what the Me Too movement and all of this has brought acknowledgement to so many of these issues that were kind of never really just talked about so openly as it seems like we're moving more in that direction. So shows like what you're doing, Michael, with Vet Talk Radio, bringing things like this to light that you don't hear kind of talking right. And I had never heard the PTSD or the other one. I've never heard of any of these things. So I thank you for taking time to share this. A panel of angels, Michael, who help you pull the show together. I think they're still with us. Nicole, Noor, Katrina, are you guys there this morning? I've never heard them this quiet
before.
Yes,
we're here.
Before.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just waiting on our cue.
Okay, well, here's your cue. So now what, you know, Michael, I'm going to ask the panel this morning, what goes through your mind, guys, when you hear Michael Hopkins talk of this kind of thing? Were you familiar? First of all, let me just ask the angels. I call them the angels. We're talking to the panel that Michael has assembled, Noor, Katrina, and, of course, my amazing Nicole. So I want to hear a little bit more about this. Nicole, Noor, and Katrina, tell us, were any of you ever in the military, or do you have close family members who were in the military?
This is Nicole.
Does anyone want to jump on in? Yeah.
Yes, this is Nicole.
Yes,
Nicole. I do have family members and friends that are in the military. My dad served in the United States Air Force for 33-plus years and then came back civil service for 12 additional years. My husband, he served in the Army. He was in the 82nd Airborne, so he jumped out of airplanes, and I'm definitely familiar with what Michael is speaking of.
Wow. And what about Katrina and Noor? I'm sorry.
Well, my dad,
he was
in the military. He was in the Army, but he's no longer with us, but it wasn't from the Army. But I've had several family members that also was in the service and still got a few that's in there right now.
I see. Katrina and Noor, what about you?
Yeah, basically my whole family, we've been military as well. Yeah, my dad was in the Army, and then my son joined. My ex, he was in the military. I had aunties in the military. My sister was in the Navy, and then he had a brother in the Marines, cousins in the Army, all different branches that you can think of everybody was a part of. And we had friends in the Air Force. So I'm a military brat. So we've moved all over the place. So I know all about leaving, going PCSing, and, you know, we always have to make new friends in different city. And that was rough as a child. You know, we got to leave again.
Yes.
You know, it was hard. But, yeah, I've been military pretty much all my life.
Michael, so is it everybody that you meet, Michael Hopkins, that has some connection to the military? Is that what I'm getting from all of this?
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just about everybody that I associate myself with, they're either ex-military, ex-law enforcement, security. They have something to do with a uniform. And that's a lot of times us as veterans, this is what we do because this is who we feel comfortable with. This because a veteran understands another veteran. Just like, for example, Nur Jahan used a term that you weren't familiar with. She said a three-letter word. She said PCS. I understand what she's saying. PCS means a permanent change of station. In other words, your family has to pack up and move. That's the life of being in the military and being a military family. And it takes a toll on military families to do those things, to have to constant, like she said, we got to move again, and now we got to make new friends, and we'll be here from 2 to 4 years. And if dad doesn't extend his time here, or they don't want dad here anymore, or mom here anymore, she has to go or he has to go to another duty station. And that takes a toll on your family. And a lot of times
Americans
don't understand what this is like, man. You know, it's like, wow, this is what I have to do.
Well, I have
sir.
To bring my co-host Tara back into the discussion this morning. Tara, was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just so ironic that you're talking about, you know, how being in the military just affects everybody, and you don't know when they're going to ship you here and there. And as I had explained to Michael last week, you know, my daughter is married to her husband in the military. They're both 21. He did his 5 months and just came back a month ago. They shipped him to Kansas to start his military, you know, work or whatever. He's only been there for 30 days, and he just got notice yesterday that in 3 months they're shipping him to Poland for 18 months. And
wow.
My daughter is devastated. They're newlyweds. She's been without him for 5 months. They've just gotten together in 30 days in Kansas, and she's up there by herself, and she's like, Mom, I'm just going to come home. I don't know what to do. You know, what did we sign up for? And it's devastating for them, but it's devastating for the family members on the outside, you know, because we have to listen and help, and we don't know what to say because it's new for all of us. So I can relate
absolutely.
To what everyone's saying. Yeah, I can relate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michael, what do you say to these folks out there, these families, these folks who are dealing with this kind of thing?
Wow. Wow. Just wow. And it mm-hmm. it gets
yeah.
rough, Kara. It really does, Kara. It really does. You know, one of the things that I would say is to stay as a tight-knit group, as a family, toward each other with what he's going through right now. Because it's a way of life when you're in the military. And one of the things is prayer. It doesn't matter which God you serve in or what. That's one of the
mm-hmm.
main things is prayer and lots of
well,
it. Because it's just –
It's a lot, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just remind everybody that you're going to help them through all of this wonderful talk each week
mm-hmm.
right here. And we're going to see if we can have some weeks where you come back, even on my show or whatever show we're doing, to elaborate. Because 30 minutes just isn't enough for me each week on VET Talk. We're going to have to figure that out, which we will take a look at. I wanted to take a moment to just say the wonderful team that Michael has put together. Michael Hopkins is the program host. He's our good friend here on the network, and we're so excited on the radio show and the 24-hour network, which you hear the playback. One of the reasons for me that it really is quite special to call them the angels each week, I have to really, really say, is because It just reminds me of the old Charlie's Angels. So listen, folks, my special treat as we wind down today, this is my special thank you and special contribution to Michael's team, Michael's Angels. And as I said, it's just the old I Dug It Up. It's the actual song that hardly anybody's ever heard. These are the actual words to the old Charlie's Angels TV theme. I'm so excited. Now, her name is Donna Linton. Donna is the singer of the song. And Donna herself was right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, the very show you guys are on right now. Had a chance to talk with her about all of this. But at least I'll give you a little bit of the treat real quickly on part of the song. Take a listen. I'll leave your mics on. Charlie's Angels theme song that actually has the words. Now, Donna, one of these days I'll get on our regular broadcast, the actual interview with Donna, because she has a lot to share, and she's a very interesting lady. So what do you think of that? Was that not a surprise, Angels, this morning?
Yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you, Carrie.
Just for you guys.
Oh, well, you're welcome. That was the great Donna Linton, and that is the song. Now, you hear the theme song. They still play the same theme song, not just in that old TV show from the 1970s, but they play the same theme song in these subsequent movies that they have out.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing they've done is just remove the words. So that's all we wanted to share on that. Michael, I turn back to you for next week. Anything that you and the Angels – hear that, the Angels. What are you guys working on for upcoming shows?
Oh, wow. We have been working on quite a few things. We have Tawana Williams, and she's not a veteran, but she has one heck of a story to tell. She's actually from the Washington, D.C. area. She actually does not have arms. She does not have arms. But she has quite a story. She's a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and she is just one heck of a lady. She's getting ready to do a movie about her life.
Wow.
And we want to bring her on board because so many veterans, unfortunately, due to a wartime, they lose limbs.
Right,
and we just want to
That's
bring her on board
thing.
As an inspiration. Right, very
absolutely.
Serious. And we're also working on the other thing too, Carrie. It's quite a few things, but another one we're going to be
working on. You know
on.
What, Michael? What we're going to have, we're going to have you guys back. I'll have to take a look at what day we can get you guys scheduled to come back to my broadcast, and we're going to continue this conversation. Folks, tune in on Saturday to catch a rebroadcast, Saturday at 1 o'clock at hairradio.com. Again, it's HAIradio.com, just one R. Michael, we see you, and I want to thank all of the Angels, my co-host Tara, and of course Michael Hopkins.
Thank you,
guys. Carrie Hines, and we're going to start the outro. We'll see you guys back here next week for another Vet Talk Radio show. I think we have a wonderful Vet Talk Radio outro. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. Produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged evolution, smooth black ink, stimulating roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.